the talent that God allows our musicians to bring to our services, despite the devil wanting to interrupt with the electronics. I appreciate y'all. Very good music from all three of you. We have a lot of different musicians that bring a lot of talents, but I would tell you, I'd like to see you more talent than you just saw in those three men today. A lot of it there. And George, excellent on the vocals, the guitar. Greg, anything you touch turns to music. And Danny is always there. He likes being in the background, but he shines and makes the thing whole. So great music. Thank y'all. If you have your Bibles, if you will, open them up and take them to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 15. The title of the message is The Tenacity of Faith. How important it is for you and I to be steadfast in our faith before the Lord. Oftentimes, many of the trials or tribulations that we find ourselves in are an opportunity for God to grow our faith. And so often we fail to recognize that that is what He's doing. He's actually growing us. And, you know, nature again always shows the character and the methodology of God Himself. If you want a tree or a bush, anything that you have that you want to see flourish even more, you have to prune it and literally cut it, and then it comes to fruition of fullness. And God is the same way with our faith. Here in Matthew, we're going to look at an event, and on the outset, when you read this, and I want to take a moment to put you into that, into the character's places, for you to be in there in your imagination. But you will see, without a doubt, what Christ was doing and His Spirit working within people. So Matthew chapter 15, beginning in verse 21, invite you to stand if you're able to honor the reading of God's Word. The tenacity of faith. 15:21, the book of Matthew. Then Jesus went out there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to Him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But He answered her not a word. And His disciples came and urged Him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But He answered and said, "I was not sent except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped Him, saying, "Lord, help me." But He answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. You may be seated. Now, in this time of Jesus' ministry, it was fairly early on. He had already performed numerous miracles, from feeding 5,000 and walking on the water, and all the different miracles that He had. And people were beginning, throughout that community, it had His fame, if you will, for lack of a better word, of people realizing that He could do these miraculous healings, had spread everywhere. And so therefore, people were coming from all over. As you read through the account of Matthew and the other Gospels, everywhere he went, he was pressed by people, as the scripture uses those words, meaning they bumped right up to him. If you've ever been in a crowd, whether at a sports event, in a bar, whatever that's packed, or restaurant, and you're shoulder to shoulder, you're pressed by people. And that is exactly what was taking place with our Lord. We also know that through the scriptures, he came to the Jew first, then to the Gentile. It was a reflection of God's promise that he had made to the Jewish people and to Abraham. And so he sent his son to them, yet through prophecy we knew they would reject him. Only a few would actually accept him. Many would reject him because they were afraid of what the rulers of that time, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, would say, and how that they too could be persecuted as the Christians were. Now, this lady was a Canaanite, which meant that she was a Gentile from the land of Canaan. And it says that she came and crying out, "Have mercy on me." Now, I want you to imagine for a moment, put yourself into that place. There's people here who want to hear the Lord speak. Jesus is there to teach. But here, and we've seen, you know, seen this in my lifetime sometimes, when people are in dire need, in dire stress, it's very hard to understand them because there's the emotion of them crying, and yet they're talking fast, they're trying to get it out, they're really elevated. Rick, you talked about your heart running. When those times, our hearts, that adrenaline is there, and we're running, and it's hard to understand them because they're crying and carrying on. And so that has been the scene of what is taking place. And obviously from what we read there in the next couple of verses, she had already talked to the disciples and gotten not any response. And she finally has the opportunity to be before our Lord and our Savior. And she cries out from him, which tells me she's not right up to him. But she cries out, "O Lord, Son of David, my daughter is severely demon-possessed." Now, I want you to key on that for a minute. It's not just that she's sick. She is possessed by demons. We see that in other places. Throughout the Bible, we find the man who is possessed, and Jesus asks who they are, and they say, "They are legion, for we are many." And they thrash him about in convulsions and cause him to hurt himself and so forth. And so her daughter, she says, is severely, not just a little bit, not one, but severely. And so from that, you can take the inference that this child has a lot multitude of problems. The demons are probably thrashing her about as we read about the other man and doing all sorts of things. But yet it's her child. And we as parents and grandparents or even great-grandparents, when our child is in need, we will fly to their relief with all that we have. And this woman had heard the stories of Jesus, of what he could do. And I'm sure she had taken him to every doctor and soothsayer, anybody at all that she thought might be able to help and cure her daughter. But she hears about Jesus. And she comes with the greatest of tenacity of continuing to ask for his help. She doesn't care who she has to go through. She don't care about what others think. And I'm sure there were those in that day that probably laughed and looked at her and said, "Woman, you're crazy. Your daughter is what she is. Just let it go. Learn to live with it." One of those quotes of "suck it up, buttercup." And Jesus doesn't answer her. He hears, but he doesn't answer. Now, I want to tell you a key thing there. There's oftentimes you and I pray and we come to the point we wonder, does the Lord even hear? The answer is yes. He heard her that day. But he chose not to immediately answer. You got to remember the times of where we live. We look for an answer or whatever it is that we want. We think it ought to happen instantaneously today. God does everything in his time, not our time. And so the disciples, because she has constantly been with them and trying to get them to do something as well, they come to the Lord because he doesn't answer, and it says that they urge him to just send her away. Lord, she's a nuisance. We can't understand what she's saying. She babbles, she cries. I don't know, something about her dog, but just, you got to look at all the other people you got here. Besides that, she's a Canaanite. We worry about prejudice today. It is nothing to what was in the time here, especially from the Jewish people. And our Lord doesn't send her away. Notice what he says. He answered and says, I was not sent except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He does key on the fact she is a Gentile. And he gives that as a response. But yet she comes right back again. That tenaciousness that she has as a mom, and also the belief that she believes Jesus Christ can heal her daughter. And she said, she came, notice what she does here in verse 25. Then she came and she worshiped him. Oftentimes, some of our prayers, we simply do it because, oh yeah, Lord will answer my prayer. We do it at a whim. She came and worshiped. Not just asking, but worshiping with her request. And that's key. She worshiped him with her request. Lord, help me. And he answers again and he says, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. But, oh, what a tenacious woman. For the desire of her answer and her belief. She replies back and she says, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat crumbs which fall from their master's table. She's not asking to be the center of attention. She's really not even praying about herself. It is the desire and the compassion for her daughter. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Jesus used that instant not to torment and to touch her in a way that seemed that he cast her off and wasn't interested, because we know that our Lord was and is and always will be compassionate. It was not on her behalf, but on the behalf of those, this multitude of crowd, and even his disciples, his followers who urged earlier, that says, just send her away. He utilized that moment to bring forth in her tragedy to all those around, not only his ability to perform a miracle, but more importantly, the love that Jesus gained from his Father and was giving to you and I. That compassion, that mercy that God gave when he sent Jesus to this earth as a baby to grow up, to be crucified on a tree. If you think about it for a moment, you or I could be in that same place had Jesus not been there, of Lord, have mercy on me, as we see that recorded many times from those in need. They knew there is nowhere else but to gain his compassion and his mercy and his grace. Why Paul said, when he made his request, God answered him with three simple little words, my grace is sufficient. God's grace is always sufficient. When you and I pray and we bring our request to him, it has to be in a couple of manners. Number one, it needs to be full-fledged without doubt. No matter the obstacles that this lady that he used to give us that example, she did not give up. She had no doubt if she could approach Jesus and get him to hear her plight, he could answer her prayer. There was not any doubt in her mind. She didn't give up and say, well, he's too busy. Well, I'm not a Jew. Well, his people doesn't want me around him. You look at all the things she fought off. And Jesus even said, well, I come just for the Jews. And she said, even the little dogs, Lord, get bread. They get the crumbs. and I'm happy with the crumbs. I just need you to hear my prayer and answer. And Jesus then recognizes her before that entire crowd, and he says, "How great is your faith?" So one, we make our request without doubt. Number two, we make our request not on a whim, but one that brings and is concerning to us. Danny, you gave a scripture a while ago out of Psalms that whatever concerns us concerns him and he will be in it. Amen. You and I must come with the same deal of not, I just pray because that's what the preacher said to do. Anytime we're in trouble, we ought to pray. No, it has to come from our heart. Remember always, our God is a God of the heart. It's not because we're supposed to. It's not because that's what we do. It's in the procedure. It is something, a request that comes from our heart, truly caring about the people or the situation, whatever it may be. Megan doesn't frivolously come and ask prayers for her horse. She means it in sincerity because she knows who can heal that horse. God gives vets talent, just as he gives doctors for humans. But you and I both know who the great physician really is. Their smartness to heal or a drug that they have has been invented didn't come from us as humans. It comes from He above. That music, these guys have honed the talents that wasn't there that God gave them to use. It all comes from Him, and He says, "Great is your faith." And He says, "Let it be as you desire." Notice the scripture says her daughter was healed that very hour, instantaneously. No matter what you and I are going through or will go through, our faith will see us through that. We must be steadfast in that faith and tenacious in our belief, because the thing that the devil's going to hit you and I with our prayer time is, see, he didn't answer. See, he doesn't care about you. See, he's not capable of doing that. See, 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 see. And he wants to wear on us. Often said, you know, the idea of being able to say, "Well, I've committed it to the Lord. I hope he takes care of it." I don't have to have a hope that he'll take care of it. I know he's going to take care of it and can stand on that. He may not answer it the way I want it, but it's going to get answered. And sometimes, yes, the answer to the request is no. Now, I know we all enjoy hearing the word no, right? Yeah. But, that's what I wanted. The I's the problem. Mine and your prayers cannot be aligned about I. It has to be about Him. And when we have that faith instilled in us and give it to Him, no matter what His answer is, we're assured that whatever it is, it will be to His glory and to our blessing. No matter how that comes, those are hard prayers, folks. I'm not going to lie to you and tease with you that it's not, because it is. When we truly care about something, just as this woman here cared for her daughter, to be tenacious with it, but yet do it without any doubt in our mind, is of the utmost. There cannot be a doubt in our mind nor in our heart about who the healer is. And trust in Him that He knows what is best, what is the right answer. For you see, that is what He's always interested in, is blessing His people. Sometimes it takes a good while. Young lady back here talked about being able to forgive over a number of years, but yet forgiveness came because God, in His timing, when all things are as He sees it, to use it, will bring the answers to those prayers. In that right timing, He knows exactly what we need and when we need it. Just as He looked at this woman to hear the Lord tell her, "How great is your faith." Folks, when you see that miracle happen and God answers that prayer, you too can hear those words, "How great is your faith? You never gave up." You see, there's what a real prayer warrior is all about. And we should all be prayer warriors with our Lord. That we continually bring that up in prayer, not just once or twice. And I've learned to be very cautious about telling people, you know, we'll pray for you. And then it dawns on me a week or two later, you know, I told that person I'd pray for them and I hadn't had them in my prayer time. It's not just the right answer. Being a Christian is an active. It's an active philosophy. It's an active belief. It's an active faith. It is one of doing. If we commit that, then commit it to Him. My prayer became very quickly, Lord, don't let me say that I don't follow through. Because those people have faith that they'll be praying to you and that I too am praying for them. I applaud those of you who are prayer warriors and those who are beginning to learn to be prayer warriors. It is not always easy and it does test our faith, yet it strengthens our faith when we see the answers to those prayers, maybe not right when we wanted it. Sometimes it is instantaneously, but often it's down the road and we can say, you know, Lord, you did hear every single prayer. And it strengthened us for the next task that comes along. Oh, woman, how great is your faith. See, Jesus tells us earlier in Matthew that if we want something or we need something, we should come and we should ask. He says, ask and it will be given. Seek and we will find. Knock and it will be open. And you see that seeking and asking and knocking are all there together. We ask of Him, but we also need to seek His face and seek God to be close, not just to be close to us because He already is, but that we're close to Him, to know His mind, His character, and make sure that our prayers are aligned with His will, not ours. And suddenly that door will be opened. God's answer is given. You and I must praise Him and give Him thanks most of all. She came with this request. She looked, as you look back here, when she cried out, she knew where to seek the help. You and I, especially as believers, should always know the very first place we go when we're seeking any type of request, any type of help, even if it's just what decision to make, it is found in our Lord. If we want to be His followers, then we follow in His same example because before any of those things which He did, He always took time to be alone with the Lord. One of the greatest things that Diane shared about Dura was that even in the times that he was the sickest, but it had been going on previously, and we heard it yesterday from Danny James, is the fact Durrell every morning was committed to that time of devotion, that time to be alone with the Lord. We see that in Jesus all the time. No matter about the crowds, no matter what it is, He pulls at some point away to be alone with the Father. That's where that great faith comes from. Be tenacious, folks. Tenacious in your faith. Make it steadfast and of most importance in your life. I assure you, no matter what you face, and I tell you that from my own personal experience, the more I grow that faith, the greater the blessings He provides. Not because I'm being a good boy, but because I'm drawing closer to Him. Therefore, my prayers begin to be more in alignment with His will. And yours will be too. Mine's not special. How great is our God. Every day, every moment, all the time, that our God is good. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we come to you and just want to thank you so much. And Father, not everything with us is about sight. That's what the world wants to see it. and see it immediately. But Lord, you ask for faith. You ask for trust. And we know that our faith and our trust, our belief in you is well-founded. You give us the opportunity to exercise it, to grow it, that others might see it. Lord, help us to have that same great faith that this Canaanite woman displayed that day. Praying for her daughter and asking for her relief. No matter what it is, Lord, you promise us that if we're concerned, you're concerned. Let us have that same faith without any doubt. That you too can tell us great is our faith. What a blessing. Have a great faith in the God of all creation. Father, we pray now if there's anyone here that doesn't know you personally, that they'll take that opportunity today. But Father, I also lift up for each one of us who do know you personally, let us grow our faith and our resilience to be steadfast in the word of in your word, in the word of Jesus Christ, your Son, who is our Lord and Savior. As we took the Lord's Supper this morning, let us remember the sacrifice that you made, the great faith that your Son displayed to be willingly go to that cross to be resurrected for all of us. Thank you, Lord, for the time here this morning. Here in just a moment, I'm going to say a very simple prayer. If you're here and don't know Jesus Christ, it is our fervent prayer